The trial of two Czech entomologists detained near Darjeeling, India in June for the alleged smuggling of rare insects has gotten underway in India. 51-year-old Petr Švácha, a respected scientist both at home and internationally, and his colleague Emil Kučera, 52, spent a month in prison and now a month released on bail before their case reached trial. Both have denied any wrongdoing, including recent reports they had admitted to charges of smuggling, which carry sentences between 2 to 7 years in prison. Recent reports revealed both men had signed some 20 blank documents by officials when first taken into custody, which were later allegedly doctored to appear as confessions. On Monday, Jan Wellinger spoke to the Czech ambassador to New Delhi, Hinek Kmonček, asking him about the potential impact of these documents. Here is what the ambassador had to say.
That's for the judge and for the court to say. It's clear that they will be used as a part of the prosecution. I personally and embassy was aware of the existence of these blank papers long time ago, because both Czech citizens informed me about these documents when I visited them in Darjeeling jail some 2 months ago. The court has all the evidence to judge impartially how to treat these documents, and we believe that the justice will be done in this case.
And Mr. Ambassador, you mentioned there that you were able to visit both men in Darjeeling, and I'm presuming you've been in contact. How would you describe their spirits as the case gets underway?
They were originally 1 month in jail, which was a very hard experience for them, given their age and their scientific status. The jail was a relatively small jail where they were in the cell with 29 other prisoners. The jail facilities were according to what one would expect. After 1 month, they got out on the bail, and when the Indian authorities understood that they will not try to escape India, quite the opposite, that they are both more than welcoming that the case is finally with the court. Even their regime was slightly changed, and they were not even asked to report to the police in Darjeeling while being on bail at that time. So right now, we are in everyday contact with them here from the embassy. We give them all the consular support, and they are in a relatively very, very positive mood, because they are right now in the situation where for the first time they can present their part of the story to the impartial court.
And given from what you know about this case, as well as the Indian legal system, do you yourself expect a positive outcome?
Definitely, because the case like that is very unfortunate for Czech Republic and for Indian Republic, and it doesn't help to our traditionally very good and very friendly relations. Basically, what happened is that the two scientists were doing their scientific research without the proper permit. So most of the time, I try to make a parallel that it's the case of the professional driver who was caught to be driving, but he had his driving license kept home. So they definitely deserve a punishment for one thing they did. They didn't have a permit. But all the other allegations are pure nonsense.
Obviously, a big difference between not having a permit and intentionally smuggling rare insects.
Exactly.
The Czech ambassador to India, Hinek Kmonček, speaking there to Jan Wellinger. The trial is scheduled to continue throughout the week with a possible verdict as early as Friday.